Welcome back. I have the opportunity now and pleasure to visit with Milestone Financial Building Rural Wealth. We have Amy Shipley. Amy, how are you?
I'm fine.
Nice Aaron? To see you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
How are things going?
Good to be here. They're going good.
Going well?
Yes, I think so.
Do you like spring or summer?
I like spring. Okay. Yeah, spring's okay. Good. Yeah. I don't like the heat, so spring, well.
I'm with you.
You don't get some hot, you had some hot days in March.
Well, we have had, that's
for
sure.
It's been really odd, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah.
Caleb Roebuck with us. Well, Caleb, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Doing good.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
How about you? Spring, summer?
I like any good weather. Spring and summer, I like when they roll into each other. So
he can play that. Caleb's just, he can just handle, he can roll with whatever.
I just like nice weather, yeah.
Yeah.
So right. If you can be outside, it's good, too. So, yeah, we've had some nice days lately, though.
Agreed. That's
good summer outside.
Let's talk about building rural wealth when growth bites back. Okay. Okay, we'll set this up here. What are we talking about?
Yeah. And you guys can probably relate to this a little bit of, you know, being business owner stuff. But, you know, specifically talking about business and growth, you know, growth, you know, as a business owner, that means success. You know, that does mean you're having success if you're growing. But, you know, and that's the good thing. But that does come with its own set of challenges if you think about it. And every small business owner has kind of gone through that, you know. As a business owner, as you're growing, you know, that means things are becoming more complicated. You're having to hire more employees, you know. Operations are expanding. You might need more equipment. You know, there might be more tax complexity with how that happens. You might need more office space, you know, so then you're looking at real estate and, you know, things like that. But all that put together, you know, can be overwhelming, especially if you're in a growth mode, you know, and like we've talked about on prior shows, of depending on what stage you are in the business, if you are, you're kind of focused just on that. It's hard to focus on these other peripheral things. So, and it's a different kind of stress that you feel when you're, you know, still trying to get the business off the ground. You know, this is kind of that second stage where, you know, you're past the startup, you are growing, but it's that new set of challenges and that complexity that maybe kind of can be hidden that you didn't think of, but now you're facing it for the first time. Again, because the business, that means the business is growing. So today we kind of want to talk about that a little bit more, about that stage of the business and how to unpack, you know, what happens when that growth goes unmanaged and, you know, it's in your business having success, but you're not managing, you know, the business part of it.
Okay. So, Amy, scaling strain. Talk to me about that.
Sure. Well, like Caleb mentioned, it, you know, a growing business, it's a bit of a paradox because you want success, you want growth, but that also creates some challenges that come with it. So as your revenue grows, your taxes might increase more than you expect. As you add more employees to your payroll, you've got increased time in managing employees, looking at HR benefits, scheduling more people. And one thing you might not have thought about is your insurance coverage. So maybe you need more insurance coverage for equipment that you have or liability coverage for people that you employ. And individually, these challenges, they seem manageable, but if they all get stacked up and you don't review them kind of along the way, it can become overwhelming. And, you know, so examples of that could be a rural clinic adds staff, but their liability coverage hasn't caught up with that. Mm-hmm. Or a farmer starts a second business line, but their retirement contributions aren't updating for the higher income. So growth is a positive thing, but it's easy for the complexity to accumulate and go unnoticed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Caleb, when we're talking about advisors with the growth of the business, advisors in silos, what are you talking about here?
Yeah, well, along with what Amy said, you know, whether it's either even parts of the business that you think about or then the professionals that you're working with, you know, you kind of put those in their own silos, you know, of how they work. And sometimes, you know, one piece of the business doesn't talk to the other piece. Or specifically with your advisors, you know, you might work with CPAs, bankers, insurance agents, you know, your financial advisor and planner, you know, other people, vendors and things like that even too. But, you know, they don't always talk or aren't strategically aligned or know what's happening. You know, so especially when we talk about like separating that business from the personal planning, you know, how to do that, you know, and if those advisors don't talk to each other, you know, again, specifically your accountant, your lawyer and your financial advisor, you know, that can leave a lot of gaps, you know, in the business, in the plan, and, you know, can leave some blind spots, you know, and those gaps, like Amy mentioned, can be tax planning opportunities that you might not have noticed, you know, mm-hmm. mismatching your insurance coverage with what your equipment needs are, or even life insurance. You know, in small businesses, there's usually one or two key people in there, you know, mm-hmm. pretty key that those are covered for. or even succession and retirement planning delays, you know, again, matching that, what's my personal goals with my business goals and kind of funneling those things together. But, you know, that coordination also, you know, some people are reluctant to coordinate too, you know, kind of the, I don't want all my eggs in one basket, or I don't want too much sharing between, but, you know, coordination isn't about, you know, trying to blame one or the other or pit them, you know, it's about that communication between you and those trusted advisors, you know, and aligning all the moving parts. So, you know, you minimize some of the surprises and can notice some of those opportunities to take advantage of. And, you know, that's where, you know, small check-ins between the advisors, and we do this a lot, you know, on behalf of our clients, we can reach out to those other professionals to try to coordinate that. So it's not all on the business owner to do, you know, that can prevent a lot of headaches or a lot of back and forth questioning. And, you know, so you don't want to forget that coordination, but, you know, it does take some time and can relieve the business owner also of some of that time savings too.
There gets to be a lot of complexity involved in this whole thing, it sounds like to me, yeah.
Well,
with regard to that, so.
Yeah, then that's what's, again, now you're at the growth stage, it is kind of becoming more complex. So, you know, like we've talked about in, you know, other shows, you know, that complexity grows. So how, what stage are you at and how do you kind of manage that and, you know, assemble a team to do that?
So it kind of sneaks up on you, Amy. Complexity kind of sneaks up on you.
It's kind of a creep, isn't it?
It is a creep.
All of a sudden, you know, things are one way and then boom, they're another way. They're,
right.
Things have grown. Maybe you've bought a new location or you opened a new store or, you know, got a new line of business. So this success can make things more complicated.
Right.
Usually it doesn't happen all at once. It just kind of creeps up behind you slowly, and there are more and more decisions to make. There's a lot of moving parts, but there's also more opportunities for things to get out of sync that way. Even taxes, they're not just about last year's returns. Now they affect the retirement planning, like Caleb said, succession planning, insurance, and more. You know, typically those are not a lot of the things business owners focused on. Sometimes they are more in the weeds of the day-to-day operation. Mm-hmm. So when your growth outpaces your planning and when it gets complex, hidden opportunity costs appear. So, you know, like we mentioned earlier in the show, your retirement contributions, if you don't adjust them for your higher income, then you might get to retirement and find out and you don't really have enough
mm-hmm.
saved up for living the lifestyle that you've become accustomed to. You know, are your tax strategies reducing liability in the future, or are they increasing liability in the future? Look at, you know, tax planning, succession planning. Don't delay it until it's urgent. It's important to think about those things mm-hmm. along the way. And unfortunately, a lot of folks just don't do that.
Right.
So we try to put that, plant that seed, you know, in your mind that it's important to do little check-ins along the way. So being proactive is one of the best ways to prevent decisions being rushed or at a time when you're under a lot of stress and then you can make some costly mistakes.
Well, one of the things that gets to be a real challenge with the business and growth of a business is to not let the business run you.
Yeah.
Right, Caleb? So how do we address that?
Yeah, well, and like what Amy said too, it kind of depends on what's your spouse doing too. Are they involved in the business too? Or, you know, we talked to a lot of business owners, their spouse works outside the business, has a whole other set of jobs that might have retirement accounts elsewhere or other decisions and stuff like that too. But, you know, that's the hard part as any business owner, but especially small ones, of how do you not let the business run you? You run mm-hmm. the business kind of. And, you know, small regular reviews help keep that plan in check, help keep that business in sync and help keep it growing and help you know, where it stands, you know, day to day, just beyond just the financial check-in of, you know, checking the books every day, you know. And so business owners should focus on, you know, these areas, you know, reviewing their books, reviewing their cash flow and payroll growth, but checking on their insurance coverage for new equipment, property or employees, you know, checking or coordinating advisors on retirement and tax planning between them. And considering that concession and contingency planning to, you know, is that what if, you know, Dan talks about that transition planning of exiting mm-hmm. your business, but sometimes it's not on your terms. Sometimes it is that
right.
You go vertical or you go horizontal, you know, like we said before. So, and sometimes again, depending on the nature of the business, you know, if you work in farming or machinery, you know, you need to have some of those things covered or at least planned for and things like that too.
All right. So the alignment check, we've mentioned being in alignment and having that alignment all taken care of. So talk to me about the alignment check.
Yeah, the alignment check, kind of just like that. You know, once you've experienced that recent growth in your business, you know, you got to ask yourself kind of those questions again. You know, what stage am I at? Am I in the business? You know, what one area of the business that created unexpected complexity? You know, again, as your business grows, you're kind of going to know, we're not up to snuff on this, or we don't have that system or process that we need to. How do I coordinate with my advisors to make sure everything is aligned? You know, again, information changes, how you share that information, or again, have you coordinated enough where those advisors can maybe just do that themselves behind the scenes on your behalf? You know, and have I noticed, you know, growth creating opportunities that I didn't expect, you know, in your business? You know, growth is a good thing, but intentionally reviewing the systems and plans, you know, is what keeps it manageable and keeps you kind of on the right track. And those simple steps, you know, to consider are, you know, schedule that regular business and financial check-in, you know, not only with yourself, your internal team, but again, kind of those outside professionals. Mm-hmm. Review and coordinate those with those advisors. You know, look for gaps in tax, retirement, insurance, and succession planning, or look for people that can help you identify those gaps, you know, and address those small gaps and how to prevent big ones. You know, we can say start with one. You know, as a business owner, you're not going to tackle all this, so you know, pick one area to kind of start with, and you might, you know, again, the goal is to provide some of that clarity so you have less of that mental load, less to do that. But again, you are coordinating this stuff and kind of have a plan. And the next time you review it, or that second piece you go to pick up, is a little bit easier to go. And you're hopefully running your own business. You know, the business isn't running you.
Right.
So
absolutely. Well, growth is good. Comes with challenges like everything, right? Yeah. You know, that it's a good challenge, but it comes with challenges. So wrap this up for me, Amy. Put this all in perspective here.
Right. Just like you said, Aaron, growth is good. That's what we want in your business. But don't let it be too much of a source of stress. You know, recognize some of these points that we've talked about today and where complexity is creeping in, and know that there are folks out there that will help you. Second, check your coordination. Make sure that your advisors, your plans, and your systems are all communicating with each other. Don't have them operating in silos where one doesn't know what the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Mm-hmm. And third, even small reviews can help you along the way. You might not think it's important or you're too busy, but just being purposeful in scheduling a small review with your advisors, with your insurance agents, you know, with your accountant, can help uncover things that don't, you know, might be bad surprises later on. Mm-hmm. So let's be honest, owning a business is really chaotic. It's takes a lot of your time, your energy, your passion. You know, just put as much energy into doing a little planning and refining along the way to make sure that you're keeping pace with your business, with its growth. And if you'd like to explore how growth might be affecting your business further, feel free to give us a call. We have a lot of small businesses as clients, and we would love to, you know, share our expertise with you. The number is 712-623-5726, or you can go to our website at milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Don't let it be a source of stress. Talk to professionals like yourselves, right, to help tame that source of stress. So
yeah, that's
good information. Goal. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
Yeah, thank you.
Caleb Roebuck and Amy Shipley with me this morning. It's been Building Rural Wealth. Make it a great day.